When you hear the word obese, does that sound different to you than fat? How about non-compliant versus forgets to take medicine? Such phraseology is important in physician interactions with patients, according to Tatiana Prowl, a breast cancer expert at Johns Hopkins.
I worry about the shorthand that we use when we use disease first language instead of patient first language. So we say the study enrolled 1,000 diabetics instead of 1,000 people with diabetes, or we say the patient progressed instead of the tumor progressed. What we mean is the tumor got worse, but we say the patient progressed. We conflate the patient and her disease. I worry about the message that that sends to our patients. I worry that this makes them think that we are thinking about them first and foremost as their disease.
In a recent op-ed, Prowl argues that among the many tasks today's doctors must take on, sensitivity to choice of language and intentional communication is needed. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.